It was a muscular campaign. I haven't had four opponents in a long, long time, but it was a good battle, and I'm excited that I get to try to represent the people of Northern Virginia again for two more years.
We've been having political analysts on throughout the evening, Congressman, and we've been asking, why did Congressman Beyer have so many Democratic challengers? And one of the answers we've been getting is that many Democrats have argued that the party needs a new generation of leaders. You've been in Congress for a while now, Congressman. When you hear that, when you hear that some people think that it's time to pass the torch or that it's time for a new generation of leaders, what do you say to that?
Well, I think that more important than the age of the individual, what year they were born, is the age of their ideas. I still feel like I've got really powerful ideas that need to be implemented. It's been 4 years that we've been in the minority. It's been frustrated, but I've got a full agenda, Nick, that I'm ready to charge forward on January 3rd.
Congressman, we have with us WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller. Let's go to you, Mitch.
Congressman, thanks for joining us. As someone who is in this veteran position, and you're seeing what's happening across the Democratic Party writ large, that a lot of candidates are getting challenges from their left flank, what do you say to other candidates or other people within the Democratic Party who are facing these challenges? Do you stick with what you've been doing over the years, or do you have to kind of tact and try to find some new things to attract new voters?
I don't think you need to change who you are. That wouldn't really be honest or sincere. And I think a lot of the tack to the left is just frustration, because we've had a year and a half of Donald Trump, and people are really angry that we have not been able to stop him. We point out that elections have consequences. We're in the minority. We need to get back in the majority to have a better chance to stop him. And a lot of the things that the people that's attacking left, the Democratic Socialist, they're not really things that we're opposed to. We want health care for every American. Maybe not in quite the way that they would do it. But I think we've got to win elections everywhere, not just in New York City, not just in downtown Detroit. And we can't build a majority just on inner city votes. And we have to appeal to all American people. And that argues for a political philosophy closer to Abigail Spanberger than, say, Mamdani.
Definitely, Spanberger is not Mamdani. That's what I wanted to ask you to piggyback off what Mitchell just said. I wanted to ask you, what is your view really of how this democratic socialism movement is overtaking parts of the Democratic Party, not the entire party, but in certain states it is at the moment? Do you think that's a healthy evolution within your party, Congressman, or do you worry that this focus on democratic socialism could make it harder for Democrats to win, especially in swing districts in the midterms?
Well, I certainly don't like the use of the word socialist. I think for so many people, it suggests, communist China, communist Russia, the USSR. But we are a big tent. We've got blue dogs and we have people that are farther on the left. And the Republican Party is a fairly big tent too. And that's just the nature of a two-party system. But I'm hoping that the Democratic Socialists in New York City, for example, reflect specifically New York City. They certainly don't reflect Virginia or Maryland or especially the swing states, the Pennsylvanias and Arizonas and Georgias of the world.
Mitch?
Looking at redistricting, obviously it didn't happen in Virginia. Democrats, many disappointed that you didn't have a chance to perhaps pick up a lot more seats. What are you looking at now as far as picking up seats in Virginia? And what are your feelings looking at midterm elections overall for Democrats trying to regain the House?
I'm really excited. Elaine Luria and Shannon Taylor, Tom Perriello easily won their primaries today in Virginia. I think all three have a very good chance of beating the Republican incumbents, especially as unpopular as President Trump is in Virginia. And I have a moderate hope that Beth Macy out of Roanoke, the whole Shenandoah Valley, it's a pretty red district, but she's a very good candidate, well-funded. We're going to compete in all four and try to, Supreme Court decision notwithstanding, we're going to still try to pick up a bunch of Democratic seats.